Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce.
And now, enjoy The Missing Link with Jabez LeBret and Micah Gadia.
Welcome to this episode of The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret, and I'm here, what is Sean? The Unsufferable? Is that what he called Micah?
Yeah. He didn't call me that. He called him that.
Oh, he called himself the Unsufferable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well,
but
you
never
know what?
Boring.
Never boring. Never boring, Sean Jackson. Well, this is Jabez LeBret, and we have officially hijacked The Missing Link. And with that, today I'm joined by the fabulous, amazing, could not get it done without Micah.
Hello, Jabez.
How's it going, Micah?
It's very good today. How are you?
Doing fantastic. And I'm really excited about today's episode because today we are covering something that we've been asked a lot about.
Yes.
And I get asked about this all the time where people, like, finally at an event, they'll raise their hand and they'll say, hey, how the heck am I supposed to get all this stuff done in one week?
It's true. We've been asked that probably every single show we talk about it a little at some, like, I'm like, wow, that sounds like it would take a lot of time.
Well, the good news is I have developed many systems that I use to actually manage my LinkedIn time. And so we're going to be talking today all about time management, what we can do to kind of make ourselves more efficient. And we're, you know, I'm sure this is going to spark some discussions in the group because this is such a just an important topic. And there's so many tips and techniques in this area, but not everybody listening knows about the group. It is the super secret speakeasy LinkedIn group for The Missing Link.
That's right. And we'd love to have you join us. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you how, if you are in the continental United States, pull out your mobile device and you'll text us at 41411 and you'll enter your keyword, my link, MYLINK, and take out that space because it will autocorrect. And if you're outside of the United States, you will email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm. We'll get you invited right away. And we have had three new discussions today that are hot and hopping in the group.
Three today? That's amazing.
Yep. We're asking about LinkedIn Mail, Link Mail Pro, Duck Soup. You'll learn about, someone who just joined us is asking, like, you know, what are the resources to get started with LinkedIn? And Sean Jackson's in there answering. So definitely join us if you're ready to get started on LinkedIn, or if you haven't used LinkedIn in a while and you're ready to get started, definitely join our group. You will find some great people in there.
Yeah, and scrolling through some of those older discussions, there really has been some good commentary on just kind of techniques and strategy. But today's episode, speaking of moving along, all about getting it done in a shorter amount of time. So we'll get a quick shout out from our sponsors and we'll talk to you soon.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome back. My name is Jabez, and we have Micah with us here on The Missing Link. And today we are talking about how to get all of this stuff done in a short amount of time. Like, where do you find the time to really focus on your LinkedIn presence? And I think that's a big challenge and something that a lot of people, I think, are looking for this information.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I see and that I've heard is how to prioritize what activities you're doing. Are you doing a pulse post? Are you connecting? Are you sharing and liking commentary in other groups? So what do I do? How much time do I devote to it? Sponsored ads and on it goes, that, you know, all the opportunities you have on LinkedIn.
Well, so Micah, you're a busy gal. How do you keep yourself organized in general? Like, how do you organize your week?
if you've heard of the Stephen Covey, I learned that about 12 years ago. And so I have a paper calendar. I write my priorities for the day. I list them. A has to get done today. B, I want to get done today. And C is meh, on eternal pending is what I call C. And then I number each one, A1, A2, A3, A4 in the number of priority. And I go down my list. That's how I do it.
People may be shocked to hear this, but the missing link is not your only project that you have in a week.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I laughed at that. No, it is not my only project. So, I actually help with the at Rainmaker Digital. I help with the certified writers. I help. I manage the Studio Press affiliates. I work a little bit on the help desk and just do some operations stuff along with being a mom.
And so if you're anything like me, do you on your personal calendar for your mom duties put things on your calendar? Like, do you maintain one calendar?
One calendar. Yeah. And it's paper. I know a lot of people do digital calendars, and I literally tried all of them. I paid money even for online organizational systems, and I only use my paper calendar, and it's a week at a time. So I have it spread out in front of me, you know, probably 80% of my day.
Yeah, and that's not a bad technique. I do the same thing. I don't use paper. I use digital, but it's the same concept of the fact that I pretty much everything goes into my calendar.
Right.
Even like my drive to the airport, if I'm going to the airport to fly out somewhere, if I'm at a conference, I'll put the whole conference, the networking event, the, you know, meetings that I might be having. I'll have, you know, anything, lunch with friends. I mean, you name it,
right,
it goes on the calendar.
Right.
Well, this is the starting point, and this is where it's so valuable to have a calendar that you maintain. I'd say like a healthy calendar, one that you actually like cultivate and use,
right,
is going to be your first key step to accomplishing more on LinkedIn. And you know, some people, I mean, I've heard occasionally people be like, well, you know, I don't want to spend the time organizing all of that crap onto a calendar. I'd rather just be doing stuff. And surprisingly, this kind of boils down to two things. Number one, focus. Mm-hmm. And number two, making the time to do the things that you need to do. And so I think that maintaining a regular, healthy calendar is really step one, because it's going to help you start to build in these next pieces of the process and what we're going to do. So let's just jump right in here. So first off, you got to have a healthy calendar. And I would advise putting your personal stuff in there too, even if it just says busy, just
right,
so that you know. Then you need to start adding in block time that you are going to dedicate towards. You know, that could be branding, if you want to refer to it that way, like my branding time. That could be marketing time. That could be as specific as LinkedIn time. And so I will actually add to my calendar actual time that is dedicated to LinkedIn.
Yep.
Like on a, like today, there's a 15-minute slot that says that's my LinkedIn time. And you have to hold yourself true to it. And I think that's the second component here, which is if you're going to maintain a healthy calendar, that means staying true to the appointments and learning, you know, when to say no.
Right. And not overwhelming yourself or overbooking yourself, saying, oh, I'll get to it. Because that does lead to a lot of disappointment in the day and, you know, shifting.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, prioritization, and you end up kind of like pushing off some things. And that might be some of that important time to building your network and strengthening your presence.
Right.
So I do this little micro segments on LinkedIn, but I also build in an editorial calendar. And this would extend beyond a week. And editorial calendars, for those that are not familiar, I don't know, have you ever done an editorial calendar?
Yes, but I've never stuck to it. Now that you're exposing all this stuff, yeah.
No worries. No judgment here. This is a no judgment zone. So the editorial calendar, what's really crucial about this step is that there are a lot of places in LinkedIn now where we're going to want to be kind of interacting or developing content.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes beyond just going in there and you're proving people that are looking to like you, to connect with you. This is really talking about, are you writing content that you're going to be using to updates for updates on your LinkedIn? Are you writing content you're going to be using in groups on your LinkedIn? Are you writing content that you're going to actually publish on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
So you've got these different places where content's going to be going. And part of an editorial calendar is saying, here's the time I'm going to spend on this day to write content XYZ. You don't even need to know what the content is that you're going to write at all. Like, you don't even need, like, you can create an editorial calendar just simply saying, I am going to write on this date something. And then you can say, where is that piece going to go? Is it going to go on my blog? Is it going to go on Facebook? Is it going to go on LinkedIn? And then where else am I going to share it, right, and how?
Is this also for SlideShare content? Like, is this for your written content, your SlideShare content?
Any content.
Anything that you're going to publish.
Correct, that you're going to create. And so, like, SlideShare is a good example. So SlideShare is a fantastic tool if you haven't used it as a platform and a medium for publishing content. In fact, you can embed your SlideShares into your LinkedIn profile, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And SlideShare is a very searchable platform. But, you know, when it comes down to producing content, you may produce a piece of content specifically for SlideShare, or you might produce a piece of content that you convert into SlideShare.
Right.
And either one of those is fine, you know, but those would be in different components of your editorial calendar. So one of them would be allotting time for, you know, converting a piece you've already created. The other one would be actually creating a unique, fresh piece to put into SlideShare. And you can always repurpose content too. So, you know, if you've got backlogged content that you've already written, it's okay to repurpose it, toss it into SlideShare, and then utilize that as your content piece for that period of time.
Right. And we did a great show on SlideShare by Eugene Chang. So
That one was fantastic.
Yeah, I'll put that into the show notes for reference for anyone who might have missed that or wants to, you know, re-dive into repurposing SlideShare and how to do it easily and quickly. I mean, he gave some really practical, boom, you can get it done tips in that show. So
yeah, which is exactly what you want to be doing. And so the idea of the editorial calendar is to say, look, you got to have some unique content. You're going to have to produce some thought leadership pieces. You're going to have to write. You're going to have to create an infographic. You're going to have to do these steps when it comes to content creation if you really want to be extending your brand or really leveraging deep into LinkedIn. And that could be an article for post or your blog post. You also need to make sure that that's written down on a time frame of when is that going to be done. I mean, when I was a journalist at NBC, we had a weekly deadline. It Tuesday by 5 p.m., I had to have my pieces in, period. There was no question of like, well, did you feel like writing something this week?
Right.
I mean, it just wasn't how it worked.
That's so tough, yeah.
It is, because sometimes you sit there and you've got this blank sheet of paper, and I think that that's where some time is wasted. And so one of my tips on not wasting time with LinkedIn, and especially when it comes to content creation, is when you find yourself with a blank sheet of paper and you're staring blindly into that abyss of that little blinking cursor and you're wondering, what the heck am I going to write about? I just Google what's going on in my industry, and then I curate an article based off of whatever's happening at that time.
Nice. There's also, yeah, I keep referencing the group. Dylan Jones also put a fabulous article on how to find topics to write about. And I, you know, I kind of went through it. I found 8 topics that I wanted to write about just based on how, you know, how to find a topic to write on. So, yeah, you can reference that in the group as part of your content time.
Correct. And, you know, I think that you bring up a good point. This idea of you have 8 things that you were thinking about. Oh, my gosh, these are things that I want to write about.
Yep.
This is where the editorial calendar comes in real handy.
Oh, yeah.
Take those 8 things, insert them into your editorial calendar. Boom. You now have your next 8 things lined up.
I love that.
And you don't have to go back and wonder, where did I put that information? What is it for? You know, and then I think also understanding when it comes to LinkedIn, you don't need to do it all the time every day. Like, you don't need to be publishing a new post every day. You don't need to be commenting in a group every day. You don't need to be doing everything every day. There are a few core things that you should be doing. So I do every day. I go on to LinkedIn and I check who's trying to connect with me. I look at who's viewed my profile and I like a couple of posts.
Perfect.
And that's like my daily minimum.
Got it.
Minimum. What I often will do is sneak in extra LinkedIn time, is what I call it. So my extra LinkedIn time that I sneak in is like if I'm at the doctor's, you know, office and, you know, I've got 15 minutes because they're pretty much always late. And so utilize that time not just to check your email, or play Candy Crush or do whatever the heck you do with your time. Use that time to sometimes dedicate that to say, I'm going to go into LinkedIn, I'm going to read a couple discussions, or I'm going to comment in a group, or I'm going to comment on a Pulse article. I'm going to connect with a couple people that I haven't connected with in a while. We talked about that LinkedIn challenge, reaching out to three people every day. You know, the good time for that is sneaking in those little moments where you can. And then I really do limit myself to the amount of volume of LinkedIn activity that I do in a single day, and that helps.
So explain that further.
Well, I don't just go onto LinkedIn all day every day.
Got it.
And I don't bite off more than I can chew.
So you set limits for, you know, the time that you're doing certain activities.
Yeah, because I mean, ultimately, though this show is about LinkedIn, LinkedIn's just one part of your overall puzzle, right?
Right.
So, you know, you have to be careful to avoid the trap of, oh my gosh, there's so much here. I could just dive into this forever. And it takes some self-discipline to like step back for a second, you know, and as to the repurposing of content is a good way to save some time as well. So what I do is I have my daily check-ins, right? My 15 minutes per day that I do on LinkedIn. And then I usually will schedule in a little bit longer period once a week.
Got it.
So I might bake into my calendar 30 minutes once a week to go do more things. Now that's not counting my content creation.
Okay.
But that's because content creation, I mean, you write content.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Does your content only ever go one place?
No.
But I mean, you publish it. I'm sure you put links on Facebook and Twitter. And
Right. So every time the show comes out, so just for example, every time the Missing Link show comes out, I put it on to LinkedIn. I put it on to Twitter. And then I make sure to do it the next day again.
Right. So the idea is that the content creation itself isn't in a silo. And so you shouldn't be looking at your content creation for LinkedIn as part of your LinkedIn time. You should be thinking of your content creation as part of your content creation time.
Right.
And that you should be really, you know, scheduling in a hard schedule that I'm going to write and I'm going to produce deadlines for myself. And the deadlines can be a really powerful tool.
Yes. I have to have deadlines or else, you know, a lot of things don't get done.
Yeah. My little super secret on getting deadline stuff done is that I have an editor that I work with who also bakes into their schedule my deadline.
Love it. Yep.
So now I'm accountable, right? And I think that accountability to someone else is a powerful mechanism for getting you to get your tail off the couch and go do something.
Right. And even if you don't have an editor, you can ask a friend, a good friend, or even your partner, you know, can you ask me Wednesday at 4 o'clock how I'm doing?
Yeah. Or would you mind just reviewing this? You know, not even like it doesn't have to be a full on edit. You know, would you mind just taking a look at this and tell me what you think?
Right.
Having someone that you can hold accountable or even reaching out to people in the group, in the Missing Link LinkedIn group
enough.
To say, hey, can I get an accountability buddy?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, somebody that can help me stay accountable and I'll help you stay accountable. And, you know, that sort of stuff matters, you know, because it just takes time to start to develop that kind of discipline, you know, and having a plan, you know, and that's kind of the last and final piece, which is you have to establish a plan for what you're going to be doing with your time on LinkedIn. Otherwise, you meander.
Okay. So how do we do a LinkedIn plan for time management?
You literally need to, inside my calendar, you know, I said I have the minimum things that I do every day, which is, you know, check who's connecting with me, like a couple of things on LinkedIn. You know, I might read an article. I try to bake into there, like, today would be a good day to search for new people in my industry and go connect with a couple of people. And that's not something I have to do every day, but it's something I can write into the actual 15-minute slot of what's going to happen that day, is open up a group, see if there's any interesting discussions going on.
Right. And if you really want to kickstart your business, I'm guessing that you could do 45 minutes, you know, make 45 minutes every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then, you know, go light on Thursday and Friday, you know, just depending on what your priorities are and what your investment is in your LinkedIn marketing. So I would say, you know, 15 minutes minimum, but if you're really ready to get started on LinkedIn marketing, go for an hour a day. You know,
oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's where your connections are if you want to reach out and do, you know, our 30-day challenge, for example. You know, 3 connections every day, spend 15 minutes right there. And then if you have extra time, go read in your groups, go visit a group.
Yeah. And so you're absolutely right. And that is to find the amount of time that makes sense for where you're at in the process. You know, I just think that the one thing people forget to make time for is content creation. Really. I mean, that's the one thing that people forget to schedule into their schedules.
Right. Forget to or don't want to, because it's, you know, sometimes it can be difficult to find that content. There's some, you know, it's difficult to put yourself out there, but, you know, you can do it. And I hear you, Jabez, that you have to take the time and you have to put it on your calendar as if you're going to the doctor's office, as if it's as important to you for your business as anything else you do in the day.
The one thing that I've learned over the years that I think is helpful is that my crap really isn't that awesome anyway. So right. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I realized that I'd put too much focus on, oh my gosh, this has to be amazing. Perfect. Thinking that there was a bazillion people that are actually out there watching my stuff. And that's just really not the case. It's more consistency and volume, less being the absolute best. Now, I'm not saying you should be low quality.
Right.
I'm
no,
just saying
definitely
that,
not.
That don't get hung up on the idea that, you know, I what done is better than perfect, I believe is the phrase. You know, don't be trying to work a piece over so many times that it just drives you crazy and you never get it published. Or on the flip side, like you said, don't think you have nothing to say.
True enough. I've loved that, watching the people in our group really get some confidence. We did a 3-part pulse series, and boy, the confidence in the people that really got their first pulse post out. I mean, I just recently got my first pulse post out, and it was difficult. You know, I was back and forth with Sean quite a bit, you know, just, you know, how does this look? How does this look? What about the formatting? Blah, blah, blah. But in the end, it wasn't perfect. But I was so excited. I was so proud of myself. And I will tell you, if you have not done a pulse post yet and you're ready to get the content creation on your calendar, make it a priority, make a deadline, get an editor, get a friend to accountable, you know, to be accountable to, and get it on there. Because what I found was that I was really excited to do another one.
Once you get that first one done,
yes,
it opens it up and you're like, oh my gosh, I can do this.
I can totally do this. So
it's kind of like your first kiss. You know, like when you're like a teenager and then you finally have your first kiss, you're like, hey, wait a minute. I could do this. That was a little stranger than I thought I was going to be, but you know what? I could do this.
And I'm not half bad at it either.
Was that a really too personal of a moment there? Maybe I was divulging a little too much insight into the first time there.
I think it's good. Yeah. You can't see my red face.
It is about getting started more than anything else.
Yes.
And if you want to take off a smaller, you know, bite off a smaller piece, try posting something a little more lengthy in the group as a discussion. You know, maybe an opinion piece, and then ask people's reactions. You know, and don't be shocked if it doesn't get a bazillion views, because that's actually pretty normal. You know, I wish all my stuff got thousands and thousands of views, but it just doesn't. That doesn't stop me from creating.
I am finding that I'm even looking at some really great articles that I think should be wider viewed and have more comments and likes, and they don't. I mean, I'm looking at this one article, I'm like, my God, this should be viral, and it's got 137 views. And I'm like, huh. So definitely, don't put all your, I guess, chickens in a basket looking for, you know, the viral post, because it's not going to happen. Or it might, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. So, you know, it's interesting. I always, I've been lately, and I imagine this is now going to be the way it is, asking people to share they were talking to an advanced LinkedIn user.
Mm-hmm.
How would they respond to the topic of the day? And so I'll ask you, and then I'll answer it myself. Micah, if you were talking to an advanced LinkedIn user, what would you tell them about time efficiency and how to get everything done possible on LinkedIn?
You know, it's kind of...
You didn't know this was coming, did you?
I didn't.
No, you're like, wait a minute. That's a question for the guest. I'm not supposed to be answering this.
I would... you know, it's interesting. I would say listen to The Missing Link, and because I'm not biased or anything, but find the shows that give you those... points and tips of things that really, really excite you. So if you're looking to build your audience, I would spend and focus dedicated time, right? I would put it in your calendar, 30 minutes to reach out to new people and second level connections and whatever you want to do. And I would say, you know, 30 minutes a day for 25 business days, and just do it and see what your results are. Does that make
sense? I do. I think that's fantastic. Find a series of episodes that really ring true and then just start jumping down that rabbit hole as far as you can go.
Right. Regardless, you know, there's other things that are going to come up, but focus on what you want to accomplish for the next 25 days for 30 minutes a day. And then at the end of that time, you will probably have another focus, but you will have a solid base for what you were just going after. And you will probably have achieved your goal because you were so consistent.
That is awesome. All right. My advanced LinkedIn tip for this episode today is go out and find someone to interview. I think that people get afraid or don't think about the idea of, I don't know what to say myself. So then go find someone that you can interview that you think's really smart. And I got to be honest, when somebody reaches out and they're like, hey, you seem really smart on XYZ topic. Could I interview you for 15 minutes? I mean, like, it's hard to say no. Like,
it's true.
I mean, it's so flattering.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. Boy, that would get a lot of people out of their comfort zone, but I say do it.
That's a great way. Record the interview. That'll help you to go back and make sure that you're getting the source quoting right so that way you can actually quote them the way that they say it. And don't be afraid to kind of alter some of the quotes a little bit with their permission to make sure that they read right. So sometimes, you know, if I'm in the middle of an interview with somebody and I go listen to the audio and they might use, you know, four filler words in a row because they're thinking, they're like deep in thought, it's okay to edit that out. You know, I just usually send the transcript to the person afterwards and say, hey, is this all right? You know, I took this out because this is what you said. Didn't really kind of flow. But, you know, that's a great way to get some content if you want to write something for the Pulse Network. Go find someone an interview and then, you know, ask them 5-6 questions. And then there you go. You've got your whole article written for you, basically.
I love that. Thank you.
No, thank you, Micah. And with that, I think that we got to cut them loose and let them go spend some time, rest of the time here on diving into some of these LinkedIn tips. So just to recap, editorial calendars are important. Maintaining a healthy calendar yourself is really important. You know, don't forget to block out time for content creation.
Right.
And, you know, establish the right amount of time that's going to be a good time for you, depending on where you're at with your LinkedIn marketing. Is it 15 minutes a day? Is it an hour a day? You know, really just make sure that you go out there and you get consistent and that you hold true to your calendar. And that's going to actually help you really start to get into a rhythm. And the rhythm is going to create consistency and that's really going to lead to success.
Absolutely. Well said, Jabez. Thank you. I've loved this.
Micah, you are awesome. Thanks for all the insights. And thanks to everybody else out there listening. I guess we'll see you next week. Are you saying goodbye or am I saying goodbye?
Oh, I thought that was the end. I was like, that's good.
Goodbye, everybody.
We'll see you next week. Yeah, we can do it. You ready?
No, we should just keep what we just did right there.
I loved it. Oh. Thank you for listening to The Missing Link. Tune in next week as we continue the discussion to improve your marketing on LinkedIn.